Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, look, the streak's over. I guess, what are you going to do?
Right.
No more undefeated season.
I know, that was, I was joking. I've been joking the last few weeks about it with Nick. I'm like, at this point, it's like, let's go perfect season on him, you know? But, yeah, I mean, honestly, I went pretty hard this week training, and I just didn't recover these last couple days. Sometimes it just happens. Like, sometimes you just go a little bit too hard.
And your trainer was there, so you're like, hey, look at me. I'm going to do a little bit more. Like, I'm going to show you what I do.
Sometimes it just happens, and, you know, you try to peak every Saturday, but we got a lot of races, and sometimes it's hard, and it didn't work out today, and today could have been a lot worse. Like, I'm mentally pretty proud of myself for how disciplined I stayed, and certain situations I could have just blown, like, even in the first moto, for example, if I didn't, like, smooth out, I could have blown up and got 10th, you know, and then had nothing for the second moto. So I feel like today, in years past, is probably like a 9th overall for me. So in order to get third, and I know I got my ass kicked, but I felt terrible. Like I said, I didn't gel with the track. Sometimes these fast tracks I struggle with a little bit. It was super fast, and yeah, I felt like I could have ran that pace in second moto, but I just didn't. I didn't have a lot in me, honestly. So that it is what it is.
You saw Hunter coming, I guess, and you're like, oh shit, now I gotta pick this up.
Haven't looked back in a while, so I didn't see him. I didn't know who was there. I figured, you know, I ride with Chase during the week, and I'm like, I mean, I know he ended up pulling off in that moto, and if somebody told me that after the moto, I was like, oh my god, like, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was Chase coming for me, because I'm like, with all due respect to the other guys out there, it was a tough day, obviously, but I mean, once I got into third, I saw those guys in front of me. I'm like, basically, if these guys make a mistake, cool. But if not, they're beating me. Like, that's it. So,
like, I'm good. You're good.
I just tried to ride in a high gear and just, like, kind of be efficient. And so I figured that I was going to have some guys stacking up behind me. But we ended up kind of spreading out. And I was kind of worried about Amar there, honestly, because I could see him out of the corner of my eye. And I'm like, I don't know about this guy. But
he just told me this is one of the best tracks he's ever ridden.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a tough track. I mean, I could see why he would say that. So. I wish I felt better today, but hey, you know, third's cool.
What are you, an hour from here growing up? I don't know, hour and a half, whatever you are.
About an hour.
Okay. Was that kind of cool? First national, you've done some supercrosses and all that, but what was that like?
Yeah, super cool. I mean, I heard a lot of, like, air horns and stuff around the track, a little AC chant going. Yep. It's cool. I wish I was battling for the lead more. But to be on the podium still in Florida on a bad day, it's cool.
Yeah, that's what you've been doing. I mean, you've been getting some shitty starts, and even on those shitty starts, you'll pull through with a third or whatever. Like, you're really coming through as you're limiting your damage, which is what I've seen Osborne do and Jamar do and other guys. You're really doing that.
Well, I think in the past I get so discouraged because I want to be up front all the time. I've talked about it in the past, and it's like today, not that I accepted that I wasn't going to win, but I come in with the mindset of, like, I'm going to do my absolute best and leave it all out there. And whatever that is. And I don't get discouraged. I just go and go and go. And if it comes, it comes. And most of the time, it works out.
Final thought, Toronto Raptors. We've been talking a little bit about that. Toronto Raptors win the NBA title. Will Kawhi stay? And what do you think of that?
Man, it was sad the way it happened, kind
of. Why? Because of
with the Warriors and KD with the Achilles. And he's kind of in his 30s.
Thompson with the ACL.
Yeah, Thompson with the ACL. I mean, that was... It was tough. I was in my feels.
You're a Raptor hater.
Raptors, I think, were always going to win. I mean, especially with the injuries to Golden State. Their bench was so good. That Siakam is unreal now. Lowry.
You're making excuses.
Lowry stepped up. I hope Kawhi stays. They got a chance to be good here in the East for the next few, at least till the 76ers grow up a little bit.
I don't feel you're giving the Raptors enough credit, so all right. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, we love the Raptors.